Hey, I'm John Wickie. Welcome to another episode of the Stoner's Journal. I live in the Philippines and I haven't been on in quite a while. But I go outside and life in the Philippines is dogs barking, chickens roosting, and a life full of different language but friendly people. I kept thinking, maybe I'm the one stuck in the matrix. Maybe I am the one lost. I just did see that movie, Matrix, and everybody's shitting on it. But I liked it. And for a person, for these reasons, it was meant for the culture that it's seeing it now, that the shit on it. The only more perfect thing could have been if at the end of the credits that they would have posted some predicted fan reaction to their reproduced Hollywood produced bullshit. The storyline sucked, but the message was brilliant. And it goes to show, yeah, you all still are caught in the Matrix. And your reaction proves it. But the movie, the story was a Hollywood story, a love story, point and blank, point and simple. And everything constructed around it was to feed the appetite of the consumer. And it made fun of itself for doing that. And therefore, the message was spot on. But I love how they say it was too meta. Nah, it was meta. Just enough. Just enough for the movie. It was a movie, for Christ's sake. I've been also watching Curb, season 11. Amazing. Rick and Morty, season 5 or 6. Let's see, whatever. The latest one that just was released. Amazing. I think it was season 6. That's funny. And then I was watching MacGruber. You know, they made a series out of that bullshit movie in 2010. Well, the movie's it's kind of a cult classic now, but silly nonsense. It's that playground humor, that humor that like that fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade humor, you know, where you're laughing at farts and boogers and shit. But it brought me back to reminiscing about, you know, what this movie designed to do. It's so funny the way the movie operates. Like, it takes you, it sets you up, sets the audience up for this big emotional adventure action sequence, and then spins it on its head by making you laugh hysterically while it's playing through the slow-mo clip of bullets blazing and things blowing up all around. You're laughing your ass off. MacGruber is funny, and the series just, I mean, it repeats jokes from the movie, so it pays homage to it. It's come, what now, 21 years later? No, the 12 years later, almost 12 years later, comes the sequel, well, a series, which it should have always been a series because it's a parody on Magruder, the guy that, you know, can do anything with a little bit of anything. Uses his ingenuity to get out of tight situations. It's a parody on that. And it was shot as a series, a half hour series. And this is what this new one on Peacock does. It's hilarious. MacGruber is not a sponsor, but it's the shit I'm telling you about because it's like the shit in the Matrix, man. It's all around you if you look for it. It's cliche as it sounds. But, like, I'm being controlled again after my pursuit to be free. I feel like, yeah, I'm locked in this room, which I call my mind, surrounded by people that a language that I don't speak. And this is my only outlet. This is why I really make this fucking podcast, so I could be heard, live beyond the now. Isn't that all what we're all searching for? Because I'm like, I really want to know the truth. I watch all that shit, to find the answers, and I've been asking them, and I've been meditating, as corny as that sounds, to get to the truth. And what I've found is, it's emotions. Your emotions determine you. It's like you set in this frequency. You wake up, and either like sometimes you're in a funny mood, or a happy mood, or a loving mood, you know, where you just stuck in this frequency. And I can be in an intuitive frequency. I can be in a lucky frequency where things just keep, like, I'm in the flow. And then in the know, like, yeah, you're in tune with what's going on around you. Like when I'm playing poker, I'm in tune with what's going on. And when I'm not, I'm not. Weird thing about the intuitiveness, it's like I'm playing poker. I've been trying to improve my game of poker around here. And poker is so much like real life. It's like the ultimate test in how you are able to be in the now and overcome everybody else's will to dominate and win. It's like I skipped over this, but I was outside listening to the dogs. I was watching this chicken scratching up the ground, you know, and pecking and eating the little minuscule bugs and parasites and ants, whatever was down there he was eating. And he was just scratching, clawing at the ground and eating these bugs. And I'm just thinking to myself, it's so, you know, never be small enough for them to eat you. And that's like, on different scales, you're going to be eaten by a chicken. You got to be big enough to be, you know, the sharks in the water. And in poker, that's what you have to be. You have to be a fucking shark in the water. You got to pick your spots. Unfortunately, yesterday was the first night where I lost. I lost 25,000 pesos, which is about 450 bucks, 400, 500 bucks. And, you know, it was weird. It was ironic. I started on a pair of queens, and I won my first pot, which was about 20% of my stack increase based on a pocket queens. And my last hand was also an all-in with pocket queens. A guy on a flush draw called me for almost about $300 equivalent after raising it about 125 bucks, 150 bucks. I re-raised all in for another 450. And he didn't take long to call and caught. He was on a flush draw and he had a king, a pack of queens and a king came on the river. So I would have played it the same, but I was out of my frequency. I was being dominated by other people's will to win, stronger than mine. I guess they were more in the flow than I was. I could tell by my cards not just hitting right, or just missing big swings, you know, and like missing, taking big swings at some flushes or some draws, and just whiffing it at the end, you know. And I, like, this is like a, you could take this to scale, and it could be applied to your life, like, as it's happening. I'm not winning, I'm not feeling lucky, I'm not in the frequency, I'm taking my mind out of it, I'm taking myself out of it. By me thinking or being this way, it's like I'm hanging on to this rope, and it's slipping through my fingers, and I can't hold it tight enough, and I feel it slipping through. I feel what that rope represents is like my will to be in this other frequency, whatever that might be. However, if it's tranquility or peace or serenity or, you know, aware, just those types of frequencies, if I feel myself slipping, it's into a deeper or lower frequency, or maybe of like, feels like depression or feelings of less, feeling that I'm less than. And I think that's the key here, is like understanding or being able to see or recognize, and then maybe trying to influence ways to lift that frequency. And maybe you know, evidence of that is when you are motivated to create, make art, express yourself. When you're motivated to do that, then you're in a better frequency, a better state of mind, a higher frequency. Things that are motivating you to do things are giving you that energy, that fuel to feel purpose, and that feedback loop that, you know, you're leaving your mark. And even if it's on the internet for the AIs to consume and reconstruct my personality as John Wickey, a real person under a fictional name that has woken up. You know, The Matrix was one of my favorite movies in 1997. It was one of my favorite movies, and the reboot, fourth installment, I wasn't really that disappointed. I mean, there was definitely some things I would have liked seen different, but I didn't need to get it. I'm one of the people that understood what they were doing and what the message they were sending on a deeper level. I'm there. I'm not how much higher of a conscious than you are. I'm just fucking around. I'm not saying that I know all and be all. I'm just saying it is what it is. That movie was, I think people are coming to appreciate it more as time moves on, and it depicts the society's state of mind at the time when the movie was released or created by the artist, Wachowski. She's definitely an artist. But then it has what I'm trying to, you know, I moved over here to the Philippines and I have no purpose except to observe and report. And I'm continuing to do that as I bear witness to society's systems and what it does internally to the human spirit. What does it do? How does it change it? You know, the way people think here, the vast majority of the people, you know, believe in a religion of some sort. They believe in, they want to believe in something. That's another dog. I want to believe in something, and I think that something is a hope to move, you know, that there is something beyond this. There is a purpose to all this. Human consciousness at this frequency, in this moment, in this galaxy, to be happening. And it can't just all go away. It's not going to go away. Of course, would evolve into something higher, something more, something we probably couldn't even describe. But I think being in the flow is to be in the know, knowing your situation. Take part in listening to the news events, worldly events going around, and then step back and be able to look back at it all and see how it pieces together. You know, are you caught in a reoccurring, you know, a treadmill of life, in a loop that just repeats itself? You trying to get outside the system? but it keeps on pulling you back in. That's the power of the system, the matrix, in other words. And you awaken Neos out there, we're all Neos, trying to awaken to our true purpose in life. Most of us will, I don't think, ever realize the true potential. If you believe in yourself, like, the sky's the limit. That's true. That's how superstars become superstars. They have that drive. Champions become champions. They believe, they already seen it happen, and they make it happen. I don't dream that big. It seems like I knew I was gonna lose last night. I had that, but I knew it, and it happened. I had not thought or felt that till that night. I never felt that I was gonna ever lose. And then last night I felt I was losing, and that's took the biggest hit since I've been here, since I started almost a month ago, building a bankroll up, pretty hefty. And it's all gone, but it's okay. We all must rebuild, and that I will do. This is a long podcast, but it's me back from the Philippines. Wishing you all Happy New Year's, December 29th? Christmas is past, December 2021, Christmas is past, going into the new year. Wishing you all Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. This is Stoner's Journal. John Wickie out.